The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I had this song in my head yesterday, and you never know why. Like, you know, we were talking about this the other day. How a song you haven't thought of in years pops into your head, and you can't get it out of your head, but you also can't maybe place the song. You might associate it with a movie or whatever.
I don't know this one. Is this one of your Beat Sesh songs or just like a playlist for like working out?
No, that was usually, that was Kenny G.
Oh, hey, look.
No, so.
You can't go wrong with a little, like, songbird.
I know who sings it, and it's Norah Jones. I know
yeah,
that.
I love her.
So I'm like Shazamming to my voice. I'm going.
Well, I forgot about her. I don't think she does anything anymore, does she?
Well, the reason it took me forever to find it, this was a side project she did with several other singers, musicians, called the Little Willies. So the song is called Love Me by the Little Willies. It's a freaking awesome song, man. So good.
Hey, I know you. Aren't you a Little Willie?
Are you with Little Willies?
Say what, I was,
but I had surgery. I'm Big Willie now.
Big Willie.
Big Willie style.
Larger Willies.
We love Will Smith.
We love Will Smith. Not the one you know, but the one I know.
Oh, yeah. Not the ball player.
Not the ball player, not the actor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so hold on. I got some various things here.
It's hard to work them all in.
Yes.
To be honest
there,
with you.
You can imagine there's a campaign of various businesses online, not like, you know, mom and poppers, talking about brands, big brands that are associated with America that aren't owned by American companies anymore, or their headquarters are no longer here. And people are kind of putting their hands on their hips like, wait a minute. It's $250 for this country. Like, why ain't you putting any American flag stuff on there? You know? Like, why not? And then, you know, like
you're about to find out why.
Ask your bank. Like, certain banks can't get away from it. Like, the one of America, they're always patriotic. But, like, HSBC, where you at?
Where you at? Where you at, TD? You like TD?
First North 4th Street Bank. But seriously, it's a campaign. You know, it's funny. We all kind of, and I'm patriotic as hell. I don't leave a day without wearing something red, white, and blue. I'm not even kidding.
Seriously?
You look at me right now.
I don't have red underwear, but I've got navy blue shirt and white shorts.
I'd show you, but
are you trying to give him a peek?
I was looking like, let me check.
I'm turning away.
When it comes to Christmas and stuff, like nothing Christmas on major brands anymore. It's Happy Holidays, which I can finally kind of concede to that in a sense, because
I mean that would make sense because it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Thanksgiving.
I concede to that, but then
Kwanzaa.
When people are saying, "Well, wait a minute, why won't you celebrate the 250th?" You know. Well, I'll tell you something. If it wasn't for Trump, I don't know that most people would be aware that it was this big milestone. Matter of fact, if you ask most kids that aren't like in school yet, you know, they have a senses about them a little bit, ask them, say, how old do you think this country is?
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact, like, think about that for a minute. It's mind-blowing.
And I remember the bicentennial celebration was huge.
We started at a time where dudes were literally powdering their wigs.
Yeah, they were.
And they were wearing knickers and tights.
Jacking them up real high, too.
Women were wearing corsets, but putting big old bouncy boot, something, trails of fabric behind them, looking all with big ass hats.
They looked way old. They looked like men, too, in the face.
And then also.
The colonization of women back then?
Yes. And then there's like, okay, we get our independence. 1812 comes around. Oh, they try it again. No, not going to happen. Not going to happen this time.
Look up Betsy Ross. I'd rather sleep with Jim Ross. How about that? Both legends. But they were like some manly.
How are you going to improv like that and expect me to
sleep?
There's some manly looking women back in the day.
Oh, man.
That's why John Smith was trying to, you know, statutorily rape Pocahontas, because he didn't have any other pilgrim ladies.
Paige, here's your AI challenge for the day.
Oh, my God.
Make Jim Ross dressed as a woman making an American flag. Oh, Betsy Jim Ross.
Okay. I've been sewing this son of a bitch all day. It's just going to hang outside and get dirty.
I'm going to write that down.
Quit winking at me. I'm not winking at you.
I'm not winking at you. I'm trying to sew this flag, folks.
And then you have, that lasted for like 80 years or whatever. And then it's like, you know what? We fought for our independence, but damn, we don't like you. Well, really? We don't like you. Okay, well, guess what? We're going to fight about it. And we're going to say it's for slavery. Also, slavery was going on. I should point that out, too. Indentured servants from...
it was running white hot back then, unfortunately.
All colors. It really was.
Yeah. Greenville, Mississippi was a huge slave port.
So a little bit of freedom came. Well, then there was wars and rumors of wars, like to bust up the families even more. And the men had to go to war overseas. And the kids were like, Mama, I'm hungry. It's like, well, I'm sorry, boy. Your daddy brings home the bacon. And guess what? Your daddy ain't here. So you know what that bitch did? She rolled up her sleeve. She put a bandana like Tupac on her head. And she said, I can do this. I can go out, bring home the bacon, and cook this S when I get home.
Guess what daddy was doing in Vietnam, though? He was having a secret family.
Sleeping around with hookers, the ones that didn't have the razors.
All those Amerasian kids, they call them.
Then those guys come back, and America's like, thanks. You know, back at the first couple times, they got parades and stuff, and now they're looked at in weird ways.
Can't get them jobs. Hard to put them back to work.
And then women are like, wait a minute, we're doing all this stuff, and we can't vote. We can't smoke. We can't have credit cards.
Can't pee outside like the rest of us.
When I tell my daughter that my grandma and grandpa got married at the age of 14 and 16 and then opened a business at 16 and 18.
16?
At 18. He started it. She worked with him.
What kind of business?
Little grocery store. I shouldn't say grocery store. I should say it's about the size of half this room, and they had shelves on it and sold.
Hey, brother.
Had a Coca-Cola cooler in it. Anyway.
Probably he butched a little too, I imagine.
What?
Cutting
meat.
He
was straight. Oh, I see. That's
him. It'd show you how to butch.
All this thing. And then, Paige, I'm on a patriotic tip right now. I can't look at the AI, but I appreciate you. This woman has.
Actually, God dang, look at it. That might
be. Okay, I will pause it. Pause it where I was at, though, on women's rights.
Okay. You're not supportive of.
Oh, my God.
Now, how could it do that?
Dude, how? Paige, just now, within the time that you've heard me talking, has now rendered a photo of Jim Ross from wrestling, dressed in colonial-type drag, working on making an American flag with a lantern.
If that son of a bitch ain't close, I'll kiss your ass. That's a good-looking pilgrim, folks.
You know what?
Making
this
a flag.
This is why the robots or AI is going to take over, because I just looked at Paige and said, Paige, good job. She went like this. You're welcome. And AI is like, oh, really?
It's kind of flexed a little.
Oh, really?
Get a little Maurice flex on us.
All that stuff that I just said. And then you've got Roe versus Wade. You've got freaking conflicts and rumors of conflicts and all this stuff. Iran, Contras. And that was only 250 years that all that just happened in. That is nuts.
What would be the... I was questioning 250. Okay, I get it, you know. But like, what would be the next one? 300 wouldn't really... You can't follow up a 200 with a 300. Like, it's not that
big,
really.
It's a very solid thing, question, because when with Hey Baby's estate sale, like, they had a bunch of 25th anniversary novelty gifts that people had given them, like little vases and stuff. Here's a note for the – don't ever buy them that – well, really, they don't go that long these days, the anniversaries.
No.
I mean, you know, the divorce rate and stuff. But they were still in the original boxes. Like nice little crystal little things that had 25th wedding anniversary sketched into it. Never used it.
Collectible
items. Oh, we sold them. It's like, I'm certainly not going to ever need this.
Now, I wasn't alive.
Not funny, Paige.
I wasn't alive for the 200th. Might not be around for the 300th. So is that the pace now, every 100?
Well, I was going to say that I don't think that in wedding anniversaries you don't have a party for your 30th or 35th even. Because what is paid? You're a lady. What's the silver is the 25th. The golden is the 50th, correct?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Lady of the morning?
I'm busy. I'll ask my friend. I'll ask my
sister. I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, I think that was... It's very dated now. That back to the American thing, though. That, like, it does it not just blow your mind that
we're 250?
Let's figure this out. How many generations of us, like...
Well, you talked about this.
Okay.
You could trace yours back to the Civil War. Pretty easy.
And it stops right at like 1860 something. Like it stops. So I wonder, like, were my people prior to like living off the grid or not? You know, they snuck in. I mean, look, guilty.
It started Poe Mill. Poe Mill could have been a Civil War battleground.
Yeah, right.
It's still one now. Not Civil War, but it's a battleground.
Battleground for music. You're talking about the big jam that's coming up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you're trying to calculate by birth year?
Well, what do they consider generational time frames? Because everybody's not, you know, like, well,
20 years, is that the
no.
you would assume? As far as like next to next. That's probably a good pace, good rate.
So no one ever lives to has anyone ever lived to be around their great 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 grandparent? There's no way.
No. Now, when I was a kid,
that sounds,
you know,
out of my mind right now, but I'm trying to think about numbers and also talk at the same time, and clearly the autism
if
is showing.
If they lived, you know, like 100, maybe you can great well, grandparent.
Yeah.
Now, my great grandma was in her 90s when I was in, you know, early teens.
I don't believe we had any Eclipse 88. As far as back as I know, it seemed to be the number where it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to go on home. Okay, so let's say, okay, I'm not going to think about my kids' room. I'm going to talk about mine. So we go here, and then there's hey, baby, and dad, and then here's it. And then, so I knew of these, so that's one, two, so that is three. So I did know a great, great.
No, though, like, you know, communicated with, talked to, went to see.
Oh, not all of them, but one of them. The one that lived, but I'm just trying to say, like, how many generations would it have been that, like, America started? Does that make sense? I don't feel like what I'm saying makes sense.
How many of the natives that are actually started?
How many generations are 250 years? It's, I think, the question here.
That's the thing. Like, what interval do you count? Do you base it on your situation?
I know.
Try to say what's the average age difference between parents and kids? 20 years, give or take?
Probably.
About that.
I guess you'd have to go that way. So three generations, 60.
And people, I guess if you have history, like if your family got off the Mayflower, then you would know that you've been
anybody that tells you that is full of crap or they're an elitist. I'm just telling you. Hold on a second. I want to see this. I know people are texting and just Google it. Sometimes it's
Google what?
Interesting
though?
To maybe think about without Googling.
It's hard to put into words.
In 250 years, or very much so for me just then, in 250 years, there are approximately 8 to 10 generations. That really sums it up right there.
Like I said, that bumps the average up past 20.
So if you can go great, great, that means only like 5.
I don't think anybody can say they did that. Unless it's now when somebody just had a kid.
Great, great?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great.
I have very big memories of my dad's grandfather, who the one I always mentioned, the pig farmer. That now his farm's now a parking lot of BMW, and maybe not a full parking lot, maybe like, you know, 50 cars. And I remember that smell of that house because it stunk real bad. I remember they had a wood burning stove. Remember what he was a farmer, but anytime he went out into town, he'd put a jacket and a tie on with his overalls.
That's fun.
What age were you?
I would have been
You'd have to be younger
pre-10.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you'd have to be younger than 10 years old based on that average.
Probably 6 to 8 years old.
A jacket and a tie over overalls?
He would have on, he'd have on overalls and like a button-up shirt, but then he'd put on a hat and then put a tie on and then a sport coat. I know. But he also had a spittoon in every room in the house.
Gross.
God. And they could hit him too. Ting.
Oh, it's a ping, ping.
And you have to go empty him too. Throw it out in the yard. Like, oh, it stinks.
Yeah, yeah. But that's really, really crazy, though, just to think that short amount of time, but then you look at it, it's like, wow, that's so long ago, but well, look not
how,
really.
Look how young kids are getting pregnant now. That's going to shrink. Your great-great-grandpa will be like only 30 years older than you in the future.
Good Lord. I know. I got two at 50. Jeez.
Mm. Look at that. And you'll be...
I'm saying that, you know, I'm glad. People ask me that all the time. Does it make you feel older? Hell yes. But also, I feel as though I've got a full, like if, you know, I'm pretty sure. I was told as a young child through a vision many times that I will live to be 85 years old.
Yeah, so you'll at least be a great grandpa.
So that means I've got 35 more years with my daughter and grandsons, and then possibly another round.
You'll be a great grandpa in your early 70s.
I will be the greatest.
And if something happened where something got, you know, like some odd situation, you're 85 and you're a great great grandpa. That would mean a 15-year-old having a kid, but look.
No, it wouldn't have to take that, a 15-year-old. In 35 years from now?
I'm going off like the 23-year average.
Wow, you're right, yeah.
Roughly there.
Well, I'd say I don't want to maybe live to see that. The Christmas presents alone would be very expensive.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Du hast. Yeah, I like it. Du hast mich. Yeah, Till. I like Till. Yeah, I like it. Du hast mich du frag. Du hast mich de frag. Du hast mich de frag. There's all. Oh, I didn't do that. Hey!
I must give credit to DJ Cumberbund for that.
Yes, I like it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's some added vocals in that one.
Oh! Let it go now.
I love it. It's getting funky.
Yeah. Oh, I like this.
There it goes.
Well, man. You asked Mitch.
Wow.
Do hast.
I'm going to see them in concert, all of them.
Mitch at the same time.
Yeah.
Du hast mich defrag. Du hast mich defrag.
Rammstein.
Nine.
He did a good job with that one. Oh, Cummy.
I like it.
God, that's good, man.
It works.
That's what We Are the World should have been. Like, each person got to sing a little bit of their song and just blend them all together. Yep. The Gambler goes into Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. Uh-huh. It goes into Hey Jude and all of this stuff. Actually, no Beatles were involved in that. I think Europeans did their own thing.
What was the it was the Gambler and Jay-Z mix. We played that one before.
That wasn't from Cumberbund. That was from, oh, crap. God, he'll hate me for not remembering this. He used to live here, and then he moved to New York, and he kept making... Anytime there were any Rise Guys songs that featured a rapper, it was him. Darius. I keep wanting to say Darius Garland, but that's a ball player.
No, that was... name. I think it was just Darius, right?
Oh, okay.
I think that's all he went by.
Well, he should have... got to put a DJ or an MC in front of it, no?
I think this is the one. Well, hang on. It ain't that one. It's this one. Hang on. This is the real one. That was the real Gambler. This is the...
This is pretty.
What's this on my... Just a dribble down in B.A. I would work with him.
I just see that GIF.
Do the, is that what? Can I say? Ramping up.
B to the is a.
Doesn't exist, so poof! Vamoose, son of a
bitch. Dude, you need to mix in Alex Jones.
Oh, dude.
God, that would be gold. He won't say it again, though.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's good.
No money.
You son of a bitch.
What?
No, that's good.
You want to see my prissy?
Dude, I was thinking you could do a side gig family where...
Mixmaster.
You're a DJ, but you're also mixing in clips of the show. That would be great.
We got so many more clips, but not enough...
space.
I just got a little bank over here. I've already overwritten, like, you know, good ones.
Yeah.
For better ones.
The other thing with the America 250, the 250th anniversary, which I'll tell you what, some of the text on that's pretty incredible, too. Apparently, young, I guess, generations, like, my kid's not, but, you know, it's just mine. Like, they're not really, like, into patriotism. That's what people are texting in. My kids, patriotism will die with this generation. My kids could give a damn less. I'm not going to say that that's your fault either. I normally would. But clearly, you know, it goes outside the parents a lot now, especially that damned internet.
So it's all the, you know, the influencers telling you to question everything. You don't default to it, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, well, at least, you know, we're American or whatever.
Well, some of that was misguided too, but... when you have a clear, you know, kind of mindset about, I've said before time and time again, like, lucky to have been born here, but if I, you know, do our souls come from heaven? Within, like, wherever we download from, onto, I'm glad mine.
You mean they all drop off at, kind of like float down?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I mean, if we were born Russian, we'd still be here. We'd be living in Boiling Springs. We'd still be southern.
But we'd be living in Russia, though, you know?
We would come here. We would live in Boiling Springs.
Depends on if you believe in reincarnation or not.
No, that's just called immigration.
Like, you can come back at something come else.
On. God, is that something people think about in reincarnation? I got a burp. Is that something people think about in reincarnation? Like, they're in a bad country, like a third world nation, and their belief is in reincarnation. They unalive themselves in hopes of ending up in North America
a better
or
life
Europe
for yourself.
Yeah, but don't the Chinese believe you work your way up from, like, the lowest life form to, you know, where you were?
Yeah, that's, you might come back a snail.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you reverse the pattern. Like, a lot of people say, like, I mean, it's very controversial. There's a certain reason why a lot of people want to eat pigs.
Yep. It does influence how people eat.
For sure.
If they believe in
that. Wow, that's a creepy rabbit hole we just went down.
What if you live 100 years as a cockroach? You know, but you know, you don't...
Yeah, like some of those whales that live to be like hundreds of years old, or like a turtle. A turtle can be almost 1,000 years old. Like, turtles.
Oh, they're so angry.
There's a turtle that you may see today on the side of the road that's older than this country. How amazing. Bring it all back to the 250. We do need to get a break. We come back, though. Come up with some answers to this question. What are we going to put in the time capsule? Because we're doing that, too. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's time capsule.
Hang on.
What?
I don't know if it's just his.
I think it came from his marketing team.
Actually, I don't know who's doing it.
You know, I don't remember Sleepy Joe even mentioned we were on the cusp of turning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. July 4th. First CD I ever bought right here. Truly. It was like this long.
Well, it's a good one, too. This is the one you want to get.
That's where the beginning of the waste of paper and stuff came when you bought a CD and it came in something that was about 2 feet freaking wide.
Yep.
And it was cardboard and the CD was down the other thing.
What's up with this plastic piece on here?
They really figured that out. Now it's just like, it's nothing. It's just the air. It's in the ether.
I don't even, when I go to the thrift store, don't even browse the music or the movies anymore because, I mean, what are you going to play it on? Plus, it's all on the phone.
They'll sell that to you, too.
Yeah. I can look at my telephone and, if I want some Claude Debussy or Humperdinck, I can just look it up.
Engelbert's the best.
Why I need to go to a thrift store and pay a dollar for it?
Why?
I wants to be rich. Dun, 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 dun. Like, think about in the 90s. This was what, like, young entrepreneurs, this was their get-up music.
Yeah.
They're on the way to, like, some seminar.
Work on Wall Street.
I'm going to see Tony Little. I'm going to learn how to do it.
Let's see. Tony Robbins. The big guy yell at me.
Yeah, I said Tony Little.
Rich Little.
Tony Little was the maker of the Gazelle infomercial. Gazelle. Remember that guy?
God.
He had a mullet, and he created the Gazelle stay-at-home exercise equipment.
Yeah, because it looks like the other guy with the mullet. Who was the other exercise guy with the mullet? It wasn't Bay Style, was it?
God, I can't remember.
What happens to these exercise people? They get fat and just...
I was thinking about?
Susan Powder. I mean, she'll look like me now. What happened?
Shut up.
Was that who you were about to say?
I'm not anymore. I'm starting to wonder something. I'm starting to wonder if you have access to not just my Google Chrome history, but my brain.
I tell you what I did, but I don't want to give away my secret.
I want you to, because literally several times a day this happens to where you mentioned something the other day, and I can't tell you the context of it right now, but you said something. I'm like, either this person said something to him or he's on my phone.
So earlier when I went around you to go to the bathroom, you had bent over to grab something, and I looked right up your ass and straight into your brain.
Oh,
so I could see everything you were thinking.
Was I standing on my head?
Yep.
Let me tell you why I was thinking of Susan Powder. This is incredible. I was thinking that we had BDA, Best Damn Audio, this week, and we do it every other week now. And I found this clip of Susan Powder, and I was thinking, like, God, is she still alive? Because I couldn't remember, like you were just saying, like, oh, what happened to her?
Because she was everywhere.
I'm playing it off my phone, so the quality won't be all that great.
I can see her suspender tights right now.
She'd do that TV show, and this is her going through the grocery store.
Crackers, 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 crackers. You know, you can't trust these crackers.
It's Susan Powder. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened to her?
Why can't you trust them?
And literally, that was on the tip of my tongue, and you said that. What is your source?
She was in Red Sonja, right? And then she went to exercise people.
But she's dead now, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she had passed away.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons is gone.
Who was on our show a ton.
Yeah.
He's nice passed. Man. Yeah, he was too.
She's 68. Oh, my God.
What does she look like now? She's still... I'll have to check this out. Are you sure you didn't look up the wrong person?
No.
Susan Powder is an adult star.
No. P-O-W-T-E-R, is that
I know. P-O-W-T-E-R, yes. Prisoner of War, T-E-R. Yeah, the most recent photo. Wow,
she looks this, like, you can tell, like, she looks the same, but
yeah,
as far as look goes, but
yeah.
Oh, anyway, she's 68 years old.
She's alive still. Okay, I want to talk about the time capsule, but that was so crazy that you just did that.
What?
She's from Australia. I did not realize that either.
I didn't either. I thought that was Jamie Lee Curtis. Actually, I think you're looking at the wrong person.
Go on your Google. Go back. Don't go to image search. Go back to the regular where you looked up Susan Powder.
All right, here we are.
And go down to what people also search for. Just keep scrolling. It should be right.
Oh, here it is. People also ask.
Yeah, but do you see a name on there that we just mentioned?
Well, it's just her name. What happened to her? What happened
people
to her fortune?
People also search for down there on the bottom. Oh, you son
of a. You said people ask.
Scroll up. Scroll back up. You look right. Oh, damn.
Right here?
Down more. All right, right there at the bottom of your screen on the right.
Oh, okay, on the
what
right.
What does it say?
Tony freaking Little.
God, what the hell, Paige?
I was going to mention Jillian Michaels. She popped up. Richard Simmons popped up.
God.
Billy Blanks, Tybo, shout out.
I'm, This is a simulation.
Louis Anderson, he is then.
There's too many people in the simulation, so that's why we're seeing the rep.
Tony Little, 69 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him now. He was on the thing that kicks his legs back and forth, like the epileptic machine.
Or that was the gazelle I was just talking about.
Ah, that's what they call it.
Son of a bitch. I don't have that sound effect. Will you hit it for you, for me, please?
You son of a bitch.
Thank you.
Oh, or did you mean this one?
I'm talking about an eighth grader naked right now.
Oh, my God.
I'll delete that one.
Shame on you.
You'll be in trouble for owning it. Okay? How about that? Yeah, sure, you're saving it for blackmail, but you. Regardless. God.
That's the last time Paige bent over. I took audio.
Oh.
Yeah. So the time capsule.
Well.
We don't care about it.
Nobody knows what's going in it. They know a few things that are in it right now. And they're going to bury it in Philadelphia.
Okay, so I have just a portion of the list, because they've not revealed the full list. I guess, like,
yeah, they're waiting to get closer.
Like, okay, tomorrow is going to be alien release day, and then we're going to do time capsule list, and then
yeah, because I tried to find the local states what we were going to send to put in it. North, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee.
I don't have here. How long does this stay in there?
For 250 years.
Okay.
They're not going to dig it up until the 500th.
Okay. Then I figured it out, because they're not telling us exactly what it is. You know what's going to be in there?
They're going to lose it.
Epstein files.
God, what if they are, though?
Because what the
It won't
freak?
Matter by then.
Hold on. Let me go back on my Google. This is going to blow my mind.
Because I'll tell you the one thing that's in there, if you don't have it, that's amazing.
What did we just say? How many generations before people forget? 8 to 10, which is how many years? 250.
Yep. Wow, baby. Oh, to remind them, yep.
It's too long.
And then people are going to open them up 8 generations from now. I'm like, who the hell is Epstein? You know, my great-great-great-grandpa said it was Epstein. It's going to be like Berenstain Bears.
It's like, Jesus. You know, it should all be in the Smithsonian, so you have like a mental image to go look at.
Let me double check.
Wow, my mind's blowed. Like, I'm astonished.
Do you know about the pellet they're putting in the time capsule?
No.
It's called it's smaller than a flash drive. It's called a DNA pellet. And it's got over a gig of digital collections from the Library of Congress on this digital pellet.
Jeez.
That they're putting in. Because it looks like a bento box. Like, each state has a little section.
What is a bento box, for those that don't know?
It's like a Japanese lunch box that compartmentalizes, like, all your food.
Okay. I know. You explained it way better than I would have.
So they're saying there cannot be items that will deteriorate right. The other items. No leather. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's Native American artwork in there.
So how will that? How will a canvas or whatever? Is it? How would
I guess
because
the way the leather ages, it would musk the rest of it, maybe? Like, I don't know.
What's with the Coca-Cola bottle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a paid thing? Because I mentioned that earlier about, you know, companies putting on there. I went to the thing. Well, it was Teddy's Teddy Matt's birthday party.
Teddy Matt.
There was Coca-Cola there, and they had the American flag all over. I said, you know what? I knew there was a reason why I like you, mm-hmm. Coca-Cola.
Oh, they're saying standard USB drives have only a lifespan of 10 years. But these
what
DNA
happens
pellets,
after that? They just crash?
Well, it just says that they disintegrate.
God.
I don't know how or why.
So all these diskettes that I've saved from, like, the 90s...
aren't worth anything?
Well, they're probably not even playable.
It says they're also...
should have converted them, man.
There's also a microchip that will tell future generations how to decode all the information and what it means.
See, you know what would be, like... imagine if they put a QR code in there, like just a QR code. Didn't say what it was for. They put a QR code in there. In 250 years, would people see that and even know what it was? Because think about that.
No, because they would not know how to. It would be outdated, and they wouldn't know what to search.
And then they would have to, what is it called? Re-engineer. Like, what is this? How did they do this? Is that what we've been doing for the last thousands of years with the damn pyramids?
What are they going to put in that we don't know about?
Like, there's people buried in there. No, there's not. There's not ever been a tomb in the pyramids in Giza.
Now, are there going to be kits and instructions to, you know, digitally clone or
well, this
likenesses
in 250 years? The one world government would have already started. Oh, so yeah. What language is it in?
Socialization.
You know?
Plus, where is it? Order. They just said Philadelphia. Where is it and how deep? Like, how easy is it going to be to get to?
Yeah. How big is the box? Do you know the full size?
I don't know.
God, exactly. Somebody says they're putting an iPhone in there. Is that true?
Yeah, the iPhone 17, I think, they're putting in there.
Wow. Well,
they definitely should because that's part of your life.
They've got memorabilia from the Rose Parade 2026, an NFL playoff coin, like a coin toss.
Dude, this is Trump paying off donors. I mean, really, like, is there also an autographed picture of Dana White in there as well?
Not probably.
There's a car key to a
Maserati.
A freaking, no, God bless it.
Yeah, iPhone 17.
There we go. Get it? There's a car key to it.
Now, this is contributions from all three branches of the government. So what exactly is that?
Yeah, what did the FBI donate?
It's got to be instructions to where if our government changes or doesn't exist, this is how you rebuild it and with who.
Yeah, but if that were the case, like the thing that they've got in Antarctica that people, when I said it that day, I literally got, and I'm not blowing it out of proportion, dozens of people saying, you're full of crap. That's just, there's this thing, this bank of sorts in Antarctica that has DNA from all the major animals around the entire world. And it's called, like, the Doomsday Bank.
Oh, God.
There's a reason why we're not supposed to go. Like, anybody can go down
but
there.
But how, and it's true. Like, you can look it up. It's literally true. But, like, if there was a catastrophe or whatever, and you sitting there digging through, and all of a sudden you find this bank of what are you going to do with it?
I don't know, but we've already seen video evidence of, you know, unidentified animals that are roaming around Antarctica.
Oh yeah.
Nobody knows.
That new one.
They're engineered animals?
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, woolly mammoths, I don't know that they ever went away. I think they were still there.
They moved them down there.
I'm wondering. Because it looked like a damn woolly. It looked like a elephant with fur on it. And I ran it through that website Fatboy told me about. It wasn't AI.
No, they can manipulate, like, you know, certain features. They have pterodactyls with huge nuts flying around.
You tell those are real, because pterodactyls had tiny nuts if you followed science at all.
They evolved.
Yeah.
You get hit with these
suckers.
Because
they needed a bigger one.
It's like flying bowling balls just, you know, whizzing past your head.
Yeah, and they're very docile creatures, but their nuts would just knock people right out.
It's our new weapon.
Yeah, we're going to use them. That's our drones.
It's going to be just dinosaur bats. Talk now at
800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.